when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through.
What would make you smile? Winning the Mega Lotto? Or just gas prices going down a tish? Welcome and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Hannon here. It is time to crank up what's on your mind. We'll start with what's on my mind and Mark Skogerbo's mind as we have the What's on Your Mind preview show here for the next hour. We'll check news and sports. We'll tackle some headlines. We'll tell you about our guests coming up in What's on Your Mind today, which will include a real live gas station owner. President and CEO of PetroServe USA stores. There's stores from Bemidji all the way to Mandan that are PetroServe USA stores, helping America fuel better. You get it, Mark?
I do.
And Kent was gracious enough to come on and answer a few questions because there are a lot of them out there. And you know what's really strange to me, Mark, is that when gas prices do like they're doing now, where they spike, and I'm looking at the range of gas prices, for instance, in, we asked our listeners, what are you paying where you fill up? And here's a fellow in Stanley. Blair is paying $4.19 a gallon. All right? As I look at Fargo, prices range from $3.48 at Sam's Club to $4.19 at Don's Car Wash.
Wow.
So they're the same in Stanley as they are in Fargo. How about that?
You can have both a clean car and a clean wallet over there.
$4.21 in Warroad. $4.35 in Minneapolis. Tyler in Bismarck, Mandan, $4.14. And, you know, of course, yesterday they spiked big time. Here's the thing that causes me to scratch my head a tad. Perfectly reasonable, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping, solid citizens tend to run down all kinds of bunny trails when it comes to the price of gas. They see more ghosts than is imaginable. And I love every one of them. Because if your ears are glued to the radio right now, you're a customer of ours. You're a listener. So I say this not to offend anyone. But to me, it's pretty simple. It's basic economics. It's supply and demand. We have the most screwed up system on the face of the earth because we pull oil out of the ground. We ship it in a pipeline or on rail most times, occasionally by truck, to a refinery. We then, by the way, we haven't built one of those in decades. We don't build refineries because it's regulatory, you know, it's politically impossible to build them, basically. It's a regulatory nightmare. Right, so you can add on to refineries, but we don't build new ones, and therefore, when you have a problem at one of them, it's a real disruption in the supply.
But they're trying to build one in here, aren't they?
They are. They're diesel refineries, two of them, which is, you know, I mean, smart because we use a lot of diesel here. But anyway, so you pull the oil out of the ground, you put it in a pipe, on a train, on a truck, you send it to refineries, which very often are quite a ways away. All right, and then you have to ship it back by pipeline, by truck, to then go be distributed to gas stations. So talk about a rabbit trail. And Fargo, for instance, if you own a gas station, you have three choices of where to buy your gas from. Bismarck, you have one. Well, that tells me that probably explains why it's cheaper in Fargo than it is in Bismarck.
That's right.
Because I've got one choice in Bismarck, and I've got three in Fargo. This is not that complicated, yet and quite honestly, if it's Mark's gas that you're buying your gas from.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It had nothing to do with you consuming beans last night. I'm talking about your
my gas station.
You're a proprietor of Mark's gas station.
Of course,
right?
I am.
And if gas is $4.25, okay, you're not making much money. In fact, you make less money when gas is more. You know why? Because if you zap somebody's wallet at $100 to fill their tank, they don't have money for a Snickers bar or a breakfast biscuit. or a bag of chips. You following me?
And you know what happens when you get above $4 a gallon or at it? People drive less. So now the demand, because of usage, diminishes.
There you go. So my point is, I think this is nothing other than supply and demand. But I mean, we all get a little irrational when something as basic to us is almost as basic as breathing, right? Because we are such a mobile, go kind of society, we need gas. We need gas to go. And we tend to get a little irrational when gas prices spike.
But, you know, here's the thought that drives people crazy. They'll see the big tankers coming in and filling in the tanks at the gas stations, maybe last week, and the gas price was $3.49 or $3.59. Now, they haven't. Maybe that gas tanker hasn't come back. Point being, whatever they paid for that gas and get their little margin out of it, dime, 20 cent, whatever that is, you see, they're saying, well, how can the price go up just because all of a sudden this refinery has trouble? You know, but what people don't understand is replacement costs. That they when they hear this kind of thing, three refineries, they don't know. They can look at the futures market spiking, and they say, my goodness, we're going to have to start defending ourselves. This is called hedge or defensive pricing, because they're going to have to replace that empty tank with much more expensive gas. So that's why it happens so quickly.
Exactly right. Anyway, I don't think there is a bunch of people who are, you know, in a smoke-filled room somewhere going, oh, baby, gas is $4.20. Are we getting rich now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we tend to just think that that's what's happening, and there's price gouging and all kinds of games being played. And again, pretty simple when you think about it. If Mark's gas station decides to charge 3.25 and everybody else is at, $3.50, a lot of people are going to go to Mark's place, right? So all the other guys go, oh, I better charge $3.25 too.
And I'll be walking along beside the 50-mile line selling hot dogs and lemonade.
And the bigger you are, if you are a Flying J, or if you are a Sam's Club, or if you are a Love's, you buy a lot of gas. So you're going to rely on a lower margin on the gas, because you're going to get people to eat your, you know, eggs and sausage at the restaurant, or, you know, in the case of Sam's Club, come in and buy all kinds of other things, see?
I'll tell you what some of the smart guys do. Maybe the way I understand that Sam's Club hedges gas. There is a real big tendency for unleaded gas to be much more expensive after Labor Day. So a lot of times they will buy futures on unleaded gas in the middle of the winter, when the ratio between heating oil slash diesel and gas is the widest. So right now I've actually seen some places where diesel is now lower than unleaded gas, which never happens in the winter, because you also have the competition for heating oil.
Anyway, do you agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, that this is very basic supply and demand? Very basic supply and demand. Or do you think there is some sinister effort to gouge you at work? That's what I'd love to know. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number. 855-200-1776, if you want to weigh in on that today.
But remember, Obama said he wanted energy prices from hydrocarbons to go way up.
I should say, fortunately, he does not control the price of gas.
No.
He can layer on lots and lots of additional regulations with the help of, Congress and government, and that's one of the reasons gas is what it is, because we have all these boutique fuels.
That's right.
California has to have one kind, New York has to have another kind, and all those different blends require more shifts at the refineries, and again, because of regulation, we have less refineries, so it's definitely a problem. Another story I want to talk a little bit about, that we'll touch on a little later on. Story in the Fargo Forum about this as well. Representative Kramer links abortion and school shootings in speech. Kevin Kramer was given an honorary doctorate and was the commencement speaker at the University of Mary back on May 4th, a couple of weeks ago. And comments from his speech turned up yesterday in a post on Huffington Post, a very liberal news organization, which is obviously well-read by reporters in North Dakota who share the political philosophy of the Huffington Post. Also, you of course have Democratic operatives in North Dakota that think what Kevin Cramer said was crazy, nutty, wacky. So they read that and they go, oh, baby, we got to tell this to our friends at the Huffington Post and they'll write a story about this guy being a whack job. And then the North Dakota reporters will report on it. And, oh, baby, we can just lick our chops over this.
And he's right. And this is a pro-life state.
Yeah, I think most people are going to go, duh. but I want to talk about that, too. So if you'd like to weigh in, 855-200-1776, I'll give you a preview of what's on your mind next.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota, some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
We're glad you make this place home.
Settle down.
What's on your mind coming up between 9 and 11? Our guests will include, let's ask Steve Bach, my co-host, from 9 to 11. Steve and I get to chat with folks from all across the Northern Plains about the issues of the day, and we love asking the question, what's on your mind, and get all kinds of wonderful answers in a busy show yesterday. But today, who are we chatting with today? Who's on tap?
Well, first of all, we're going to talk with Kent Satrang, CEO of PetroServe USA, because, oh my gosh, anybody who's had to fill up in the last 2 days knows that gas prices has gone through the roof. And we want to know what you're paying in gas around the state of North Dakota as well, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, even the Canadian provinces. Let us know what you're paying, because there's got to be some place out there that's fairly affordable to, I guess that's an oxymoron for gas, but prices have just jumped through the roof in the last 2 days.
And, you know, something else that comes up a lot, and this will be a good question for Kent, because he has PetroServe USA stations in Bismarck and Mandan, but also in, you know, Dilworth, all the way to West Fargo, as well as Valley City, and he's up in Bemidji. Why the difference in price between Bismarck and Fargo? This is a question that comes up a lot. For instance, according to GasBuddy, or FargoGasPrices.com, this is GasBuddy, isn't it? Right now, the range in Fargo is 348 on the low end to 409 on the high end. Well, in Bismarck, the range is 409 on the low end. It starts at 409 and goes all the way up to 424. So,
why? I saw 424 this morning driving into work. Most of them are about 414 for regular unleaded right now, from what I've seen driving around this morning. And I don't know. You know, Fargo's always, it seems like 20 or 30 cents cheaper than Bismarck. And, you know, common sense says, well, we've got the refinery. Why is that? And, you know, I guess maybe you'll answer some of those questions for us. But that's always a question that comes up when gas prices start spiking. It's just a little ironic to me that they start spiking always at the same time. You can almost set your calendar to it every year.
And we're also planning on chatting with Yana Murdahl. Yana is the North Dakota Director for Concerned Women for America. And I guess not a big surprise, given the fact that after the historic legislation passed in the North Dakota legislature on a whole host of issues designed to reduce the amount of abortions in North Dakota, legal challenges would follow, and the first one has. So we'll talk about what now on the first of what will be several of the new abortion laws being challenged from the North Dakota legislative session. So Yana will join us at 10:30 to talk about that.
I think they're all going to get challenged. I really do. They're going to. I think the people in North Dakota are going to come and wind up having a vote on this.
Well, there is a vote that will be on the next election.
We're going to have a big election. This next election is going to be a big election.
How do you mean? What do you mean?
Well,
because of that issue, or just because of so many key issues.
Well, there's going to be three or four issues that are going to be on this next election. I do feel that some way, shape, or form there's going to be a measure two that winds up coming back. The abortion issue is going to be there. There's going to be an interesting election for North Dakotans. It's going to make a big difference. This is going to be like an in-cycle election rather than an out-of-cycle election this year.
Anyway, that will be one of the topics we'll chat with Yana about coming up at 10:30. And then later on in the 10 o'clock hour, we have some folks from the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation. What are they chatting about? What's going on there this week?
Well, Kevin Kirkey's, they got a little event going on. Well, they've been doing it for this week, but anybody that's been up to Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center knows that they're going through some huge remodeling right now, big expansion. You know the characters that they've had up there. If you've ever taken a vacation this summer, you've seen the blacksmith that's there. Well, their blacksmith is retiring, and he's been there forever, been doing a great job. All the kids know him because all the schools around the region in western North Dakota take a trip to the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. It's one of their little road trips that they take every spring or fall, and it's they're having a big event, a little send-off for him on Saturday. So if you're ever thought of going to the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center this Saturday, this weekend might be a good time to plan that.
Never been there.
If you can afford to drive up there with the gas.
Yeah, it'll cost you a couple bucks. Where is it?
North on 83, up by north of Wilton.
Oh, it is? Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it's only about a 35, 40-minute drive from Bismarck.
Fort Lincoln's a fun tour stop, too, if you've not been there.
You know, if you haven't followed, and I suggest this, take a week to anybody across the upper Midwest. If you haven't had an opportunity to run across and follow the footprint of the Missouri River, whether you start in the south or start in the north, and just travel it through the state of North Dakota, and into South Dakota and into Montana. Do it. It's worth every minute of a week vacation to follow that. And there's so much to see and so much to do along the Missouri River. It's just an amazing, amazing trip.
It is. There's a lot of great things to see, that's for sure. Something else we'll tackle a little bit is a commencement speech given several weeks ago at the University of Mary is making news now, mostly because a liberal blog known as Huffington Post has published an article yesterday, and that caused some other news organizations to pick it up. Kevin Cramer, of course, was honored with an honorary doctorate at the University of Mary and gave the commencement speech. And in the speech, he made many comments about our culture today, but one of them was the fact that 40 years ago, the United States Supreme Court sanctioned abortion on demand. And we wonder why our culture sees school shootings so often. And this is now a headline in news organizations. Representative Cramer links abortion school shootings in speech.
I want to know why it's an issue now. This is something that is long fallen out of the news cycle. And why is it coming up now? I'm a little suspect on the timing.
Well, there's some politics involved. I mean, that's pretty obvious to me. Obviously, I think some people would view these comments as controversial. Somebody got a hold of the address and is feeding it to the Huffington Post, hoping they'll label Kevin Cramer as some kind of a crazy. But I bet if we rounded up a large number of North Dakotans today, they'd agree with what he's saying. That, you know, I mean, how you value life has some effects. And so I don't know that that's a crazy statement to say, you know, is there any wonder why our culture sees school shootings so often when 40 years ago we devalued life? And I think a vast majority of North Dakotans would agree with that statement. But I think we should ask today on the program. What do you think?
You know what? We're also going to have an opportunity to ask Congressman Cramer directly next Wednesday.
Exactly right.
You know, that'll be on the list of things to ask him. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to call in. We'd like to know what you weigh in on this with what's on your mind. And then we'll write those questions down and we'll ask the congressman, or you can ask the congressman yourself next Wednesday.
Jot this number down, put it in your speed dial, and get ready to let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Steve and I will be taking your calls coming up. Thanks, Steve. We'll check sports next.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime. NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Something happening here.
Taking the pulse of the people on gas prices. Are you being ripped off? Is someone gouging you? Or are we simply subjected to the ebb and flow of price and demand? And a screwed up system, for lack of a better term, of not building refineries for decades and having the chickens come home to roost, so to speak. You can answer that by calling 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. If you press 1, by the way, you can leave a message and we'll get that. Someone just texted a note here and said gas is $4.29 in Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. I've been to Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. It's a beautiful area, not far from Brainerd. Drew Shedin's family is there. And have visited them. So I think of Drew Shedin. I think of Linda Walker.
You know, they're from Carlstead, the parents, Alan Shedin, her dad. My classmate, Sharon Shedin, was from there.
Good people.
Really good people.
They went through a terrible situation.
Oh.
Horrible.
And it went on and on.
It did. Baxter, Minnesota, and Park Rapids, Minnesota, all at 429, according to this listener. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it. This is the preview for the What's On Your Mind program that'll be coming up. We also get you updated on some things in the news and the sports. And Mark is here to tell us how well the Twins did last night.
Mm-hmm. They did great last night. They didn't even play. But they had some wonderful thoughts. Wonderful thoughts. See, you got to think it before you do it.
And I knew they were off last night, too. No, I knew that because we yesterday on the program talked about how nice it would be to have a break after that incredibly long stretch they had. But they were like 14 or 15 days in a row.
That's right.
They're beating up pretty big.
But tonight we've got our hapless Mr. Worley, who's won one game and lost four. And he gets to go against somebody in Boston named Buchholz, who hasn't lost at all. In the Boston, you know, everybody in the Boston lineup can hit home runs, so we got our hands full tonight. Although,
why would you call our hapless?
Well, because he's only won one game and lost four.
Yeah,
he seems to have he has some really wonderful innings, and then he has one or two really bad innings.
Sounds like my ratio. You
know, well,
you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah, it is. So let's not call him hapless.
Okay, no, he's
just call him
he's a work in progress. He's a kid under construction.
He's a typical human being.
That's right.
You win some, you lose some.
And you know what? Batters actually do worse than pitchers generally. Batters rarely hit 300, only the great ones like Joe.
EdgewoodVista.com. Edgewood Vista.
What is that noise?
This is home.
That's home. Yeah. Did you hear that?
I did. It was a nice song. It was a lovely song.
Yeah. I have no idea what that was.
No, it was an angel.
Yeah. Anyway.
But we're going to have a big, huge monster, Boston, you know, Boston-like marathon. 21,000 people are in Fargo for this incredible running weekend.
Fargo Marathon is the big local story.
It is gigantic.
Now, do you think there are people that are thinking about what happened at the Boston Marathon that will be running in the Fargo Marathon?
Every one of them. I've talked to some of them. Some of them are staying in the wonderful Expressway Suites where I am.
And what are they saying?
They're saying, yeah, how can you help but think about it, you know? And they're actually going to be selling bracelets and raising money, doing some solidarity kind of things. And I would hope, I would imagine that there'll be no unguarded backpacks. I would imagine that everybody's on their toes and a high, probably have never gone to a marathon with such a heightened sense of looking around their, you know, rather than just being absorbed about how far they're going to run.
My sense is that the chances of a similar attack at the Fargo Marathon are about the same as you or I winning the lotto.
Well, real good then.
Well, I wish I could say it's real good, but I don't think I think we're flyover country for the terrorists.
I believe that.
You know what I mean? I think we're off their radar. We're not but they aren't, you know, as they're looking at the maps of how to terrorize people, they're not. They don't have a pin on Fargo.
You know, the vast majority has been on the eastern seaboard.
I just don't know. That would not even have crossed my mind, but for you and I have a brief conversation about it earlier today.
No, but it is on the mind of the runners.
I imagine it would, because the runners' world is a pretty small world, and obviously Boston gripped them. I mean, that was...
And they plan on raising a lot of money for the Boston people, so it's a marathon with a heart this year.
How about hockey? The Force?
Forest has got back against the wall. They've lost the first two to Dubuque. They're home tonight. It's the big one, the rubber game. They got to win tonight to keep her going.
This is the Clark Cup.
Yep, the big Clark Cup for the.
And it's for all the marbles.
It is, and you know it's really great that our team has been able to get there a few times, but never got the cup. So they're going to be desperate and fighting hard after 2-4-1 losses.
What do you think of a Viking stadium being financed with cigarette taxes?
Well, they don't even let you smoke in there. It seems somewhat ironic.
Go buy cigarettes so we can pay for this place, but don't you dare smoke them here.
And that's what's the first thing the coach tells you. He tells you don't smoke, don't drink, or you don't play. But it's worse than that. This shows really the ignorance of liberals. They have literally raised the taxes so high that they're going to lose a lot of revenue, especially within 50 miles of the borders. North Dakota's tax is 44 cents a pack. I mean, my gosh, we're going to create the thing is, when you have absurd law like this that's absolutely unjust and it's not balanced, you create a sense of lawlessness that people saying, that isn't fair. So maybe they go and buy something on the other side of the river, and the minute they start selling it to their neighbor, they're in violation of some law or another.
Interesting.
You know, one of the main reasons for the Constitution in the first place was that there wouldn't be interstate tariffs between states. They're supposed to have a free flow, reciprocity between states, you know, as far, and this is an issue that... It just seems really, really goofy to have. It's like shooting yourself in the foot. You know, Deb Keel said, why don't you just tell people to go to North Dakota? Why don't we just put up signs all over the place? Just move. If you're a smoker or a businessman,
I like that idea.
Well, I know you do, but Minnesotans.
Well, no, I think Minnesotans need to learn a lesson.
Well,
is that when you elect people like Mark Dayton, who don't have two brain cells to rub together.
None.
Politically speaking, I mean, obviously he's a human being, and we value him as a human being.
And he bought the gubernatorial race. I mean, a multimillionaire, he would never have gotten elected to anything. He would have never gotten the endorsement. He's not a capable man.
Yeah. And you elect a bunch of very left-leaning folks that want to tax everything. There are consequences to it. And so I like the idea. Of just saying,
it's waking up people and making people realize that, hey, elections have consequences, and they are our servants to people that believe in a Republican form of government. They're not our masters like the socialists that have taken over the Democrat Party.
I am glad that that the new Viking Stadium resembles a church, though. That's one thing.
It's beautiful. It looks like a gigantic ship church.
By the way, we are keeping tabs on a IRS hearing, a congressional hearing, grilling the ousted acting commissioner of the IRS, Stephen Miller. He has apologized this morning for an agency program that targeted conservative groups applying for nonprofit status. The American public deserves better, he said at the beginning of the hearing. He maintained that agency employees weren't engaged in partisan politics and instead blamed the program on mistakes.
That's a complete and utter lie. Yeah. And the details are so specific. Like, for example, pro-life groups were told that they couldn't, asked if they supported 40 Days for Life, told that they couldn't get their approval if they opposed Planned Parenthood, if they opposed Obama. This is very specifically partisan in opposition to the Hatch Act, which says government employees cannot engage in partisan politics. I hope a lot of people go to jail.
855-200-1776, our telephone number. Someone did want to comment on the comments of Congressman Kevin Cramer that are making news. We touched on earlier. Let's roll that. Aaron, you got it?
Yes, this is Gordy. I wanted to let you know that the Fargo Forum has got a poll out today about Representative Cramer's comments. Do you agree with Representative Cramer's comments? And as usual, this is now the fourth time that the Fargo Forum poll won't let you register a vote if you are going to vote in a conservative manner. So I actually agree with Representative Cramer, and I tried to voice that agreement on the poll on the FargoForum.com or inforum.com, and it would not register my vote in agreement with Representative Cramer. So, again, this is the fourth time that I documented that they've had a poll that's been politically kind of one way or the other, and they will not register the conservative comment or the conservative vote on the poll. Wow. So just thought I'd let you know that when you look at the Fargo Forum polls, make sure that you know if it's anything political, it's skewed, significantly skewed.
Let's
prove
that.
Let you know. Thank you.
All right, Gordy, thank you. I'm on there right now. I'm trying to vote as we speak. A little bit of a loaded question, too, don't you think? Were Representative Kevin Cramer's remarks linking abortion to school shootings inappropriate?
Not correct, mind you. Inappropriate.
Yeah. You know, do you agree? Do you disagree? Inappropriate. I can't vote at all.
Why?
I don't know. I'm clicking on vote. It won't let me vote.
You're a Tea Party guy. You're not welcome.
Well, how would it know that?
Well, because they've been told. You're being surveilled.
And then it asks if you can click on results, and I click on results, and said there's been zero votes. Maybe they've got a problem with it.
They do have a problem with it.
Maybe nobody can vote here.
Well, wouldn't that be fair?
I think
we have an election and not count any votes.
I think we
so
have.
Then we'll have a mud wrestling contest to see who wins.
I think we have a technologically challenged poll here. Is the deal.
Don't you think we should have some of our elections resolved by wrestling?
Say that one more time.
Don't you think sometimes we ought to have some of our elections that are really dubious and close to be resolved by a wrestling match?
A wrestling match.
Or some other sort of decathlon of some sorts? To show how manly a person is or how womanly?
You want to spice up our democratic process
of
how we...
it's completely goofy. Right now, when you've got the IRS coercing, undermining, intimidating, and making unable to even compete Tea Party people like us, and then you've got all kinds of bogus harassment, then you got all kinds of, I mean, thousands of bogus votes, multiple votes, all kinds of illegalities, and then you've got the, you know, all, so I think we should just probably have some wrestling matches now and then.
All right. We will forward on the call about the poll not working at the forum for you. We'll continue with more of the preview of What's on Your Mind coming up. Talking gas prices and more straight ahead. Don't go away. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. and they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Bros, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota coal conversion counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hennon. Mark Skogerbo is here as well. Quick recap of yesterday's program. We spent a lot of time on gas prices and different theories on why they're high. The majority of listeners were of the opinion that gas prices are high because folks who sell gas are gouging you. They are setting prices higher in some sort of coordinated fashion to jam it to consumers. Yesterday, Wayne Stengel was a scheduled guest of ours on the program. Wayne, of course, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota. He was scheduled to join us on the program to talk about DUI legislation and the EPA on the Hayes ruling and a few other issues, but we couldn't resist asking him about whether or not he gets complaints about gas prices and whether or not they've been investigated. So here's a clip of that.
It is, and we hear reports that that has happened on numerous occasions. People say that that's what happens, and nobody has ever been able to bring to our attention any proof that that actually is happening. And if they do, they ought to let us know, because we would look into it. That's anti-competitive, of course. The real thing that actually happens is that people, you know, people who own gas stations can drive around town, and they see, right, posted on big, large signs what other gas stations are charging, and they respond accordingly. But if something like that would be actually going on, it would be a violation of our antitrust laws, and we'd be more than interested to hear. But I will tell you, we've looked into and heard these allegations before, but never seen any actual proof that that's what's happening.
All right. Wayne Stengem, with his comments, saying allegations have come forward like this before, never showed up. So, and that specifically was obviously about collusion. He also, well, I asked him later on the interview about the price gouging allegation, and he said there's actually not a statute for that in North Dakota. So, if price gouging were going on, I guess, you know, for instance, if there was a natural disaster and all of a sudden, you know, people would pay $10 a gallon for gas because they knew, you know, there'd be no gas within days. There are some provisions there, but in general, I guess we don't have price gouging statutes. But I asked him specifically about a caller who had alleged that there was a Bismarck-Mandan gas coalition, and folks would get on the phone every day and say, well, let's just charge 4.25 because we can. And he basically said those allegations have been made before. We've looked into them and not found anything, but doesn't mean we wouldn't do it again. Again, this is where I think ration goes sort of out the window when it comes to the price of gas. We just don't like it.
How much do they make on a gallon of gas on average?
We'll ask that question of our guest a little later on, but my understanding is the higher the price goes, the less they make. You know, so, you know, sometimes these price wars end up costing them. You know, it becomes a competitive thing. But again, if you're paying $100 to fill your tank, you have less discretionary income to spend on the things that they generally make money. They don't make a lot of money on gas. They make money on all the other things you buy when you're filling up with gas.
I have noticed a couple of things about prices, though. Where there are three gas stations on a corner, you generally have better prices than a mile away where you got one station. And another thing I've noticed is 5 or 6 blocks off of an interstate, you usually could save a dime or 20 cents. Right along the interstate, the first one off, is a lot of times the only one off, usually has a premium.
Well, if they are guilty of anything, they are guilty of sign language between each other, because unlike many things that we buy as consumers, the price of that item is not very often out on there on the curb.
That's right.
Right. So if Mark's gas is across the street from Scott's gas, and Mark says, I'm charging $4, I'm going to say, hey, I'll go $3.95 because I want him to come to Scott's place. Right? And now, on the other hand, if I'm paying $4.05, I might not like that very, very long. Right? Because I'm losing a dime a gallon. My point is, as Wayne pointed out, the price is right there for everybody to see. So
you could choose.
I think some people go, well, how in the world are all the prices at $4.05? Well, you know, that
if they want to see a wide range between prices, they should go to a dollar store sometime.
You're going to be competitive. How so? I think everything's a dollar at the dollar store.
Well, it is, and sometimes it's $3 at another store, not $1.20 like the disparity in the city between highs and lows gas prices. You might have something 3 or 4 times as high at an upscale store versus the dollar store.
Interesting. We have a real live gas station operator taking your calls in the next hour of the program. Kent Satray from PetroServe USA will join us, and Kent will answer your question. So I hope you share with us your views on why gas prices are so high and why they spike like they do, and just try to get to the bottom of this. A lot of folks wonder, why is it cheaper in Fargo than it is in Bismarck? I know one simple answer there. There's three sources for folks to buy their gas wholesale in Fargo. There's one in Bismarck. That's just, again, simple mathematics and competitive supply and demand. Sorry, I don't see the boogeyman that a lot of people do. But I guess it's because I've spent enough time just trying to ask these questions, because I understand the frustration. I don't like paying it any more than you do. So we'll tackle that. Yana Murdahl will be here to talk about the first legal challenge to the latest pro-life legislation passed in the legislature. And we'll ask you whether or not you think Kevin Cramer's comments are incorrect. Will it hurt him in North Dakota? Stay tuned. All that coming up.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.